Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach now. Coach, before we get into this Miami game this weekend, obviously last week, game didn't end the way you wanted to. A lot was made about the penalty on the field goal, but there were other opportunities in that game. Third down, third quarter. How many other issues were there with your football team in the loss?
Yeah, well, overall, we just didn't do a good enough job. And, you know, you certainly hit on some of the key points there. You know, third quarter was not a good one for us. You know, third down, we definitely missed some opportunities. Offensively, we missed some opportunities defensively to get off the field and turn the ball over. So we missed a couple opportunities in the kicking game to really create explosive plays. So we just all got to do a better job all the way around. I don't think there's any magic to it. We just got to get back to work and improve.
You sit here every week and you talk about it and even seeing some of the clips from the sideline. Guys, it's a 60-minute game. When you look at the tape, do you see anything you could point to with the third quarter woes that says, hey, we got to fix this one thing?
No, unfortunately, I don't see one thing. I think it's a combination of things that, you know, break down here, break down there, break down in each phase of the game. And it's just if it was one thing, we could just stick the key in that lock and turn it, that'd take care of it. But, again, I just think collectively we all got to do a better job for 60 minutes and certainly at that point in the game.
All right, I've talked to you weekly about Rob Gronkowski, and last week was obviously his first week back. Did you have a plan of attack, you know, accordingly, like maybe so many plays, or did that change as the game went on and you guys had to adjust series to series with Rob?
Well, we only had him in on certain personnel groups, and when those groups were in, he was in, and when they weren't, he was out. And I think as we got into the second half, we just kind of communicated with him about how he was doing and you know, when he needed a break and that type of thing. And so that's kind of how we managed the game. But you know, he had a decent amount of playing time, but, you know, hopefully he'll be able to build on that and be in there, you know, most of the time.
All right, make a move this week, bring back an old friend, Andre Carter. And you worked him out earlier, a couple weeks ago. What'd you make out of the move? Why was the move necessary, and how's Andre look?
Well, I think Andre's got a chance to, you know, give us a little bit of depth and certainly some veteran experience in there. And you know, he's a great, you know, great teammate to have. I know everybody appreciates his presence on the team. You know, we just felt like he would give us a little bit more at his end position than, you know, what we had, you know, inside a defensive tackle. That's kind of the trade-off that we made there.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot. Coach will rejoin me later in the show as we talk about the Miami Dolphins. But first, more of All Access right after this.